Simon & Schuster Audio presents Fatal Conceit by Robert K. Tannenbaum. Read by Bob Walter.
Prologue. Roger Karp arrived outside the Casablanca Hotel off West 43rd a little after 8 on a Monday morning. It was no social call. He was the district attorney for New York County, and upstairs in the hotel was the body of a man whose death was certain to be the lead story in newspapers and newscasts across the globe. He wanted to be out ahead of the cloud of media locusts that would soon descend upon his city to join their brethren already there. As he approached the hotel entrance, a glass door opened, and the broad coffee-colored face of Detective Clay Fulton appeared. "Morning, Butch," he said, using the nickname that friends, family, and foes alike knew him by. The detective pushed the door open further. "This way." Karp followed the detective into the elegant lobby of the Casablanca, a boutique hotel a block off Times Square. He was pleased to see that so far there were no media types evident. Several people, presumably hotel employees by their uniforms and name tags, were over by the front desk talking to two plainclothes police detectives. A young woman in uniform cried inconsolably among them. Fulton pointed to her. She found the body when he didn't answer the door for room service this morning. Karp nodded. "Where are we going?" "Sixth floor, room 648. The two large men, both about 6 foot 5.